Hello, and welcome to the Growth Mode Conversations podcast. I'm your host, Matt Mazur, the founder of Growth Mode Technologies, your local IT department. And in a few minutes, you're about to hear me interview a very interesting member of the community. Could be a business owner, could be an influencer, could be some guy off the street. You're going to have to stick around to find out. But first, let's talk a little bit about our company, Growth Mode Technologies, your local IT department. We're a business-to-business technology services company that exists to make local businesses better using technology. We're not your traditional break-fix, only show up when something's wrong type of IT services company. We are a true technology partner that's dedicated to making your business better because we understand that our business only grows when yours does. If you're interested in learning about how to make yourself better and potentially even save some money in the process, visit our website at localitdepartment.com. And now, without further ado, let's jump into the interview.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to the Growth Mode Conversations podcast, recorded here live at the local IT department studios here in the Growth Mode Technologies office, East Syracuse, New York. If anybody wants to stop by and visit. One time I had one stop in, so random. And, you know, we're a business-to-business company. We got a sign up above, but I never really expected someone just to stop in and inquire about IT services. I had somebody do that last week. It was awesome, honestly. And who knows if it'll turn into anything, but that was pretty neat. We'll check one for that. Excellent. Joining me today on the podcast is an awesome guy, a gentleman that I've come to know from Profound. If you've paid attention to any of our other episodes, you might have already met some other Profound members. But as we always do on this podcast, I do this thing where I ask the guest to introduce themselves and say what they do. So without further ado, if you wouldn't mind, who are you and what do you do?
My name is Jim Barrett, and I own Premier Lawn Services and also Premier Mosquito Services.
Oh,
we provide weekly.
Premium mosquito. Premier mosquitoes.
For like, now. So
you get rid of the mosquito.
How it worked, it was Premier Lawn Services, and we started by doing everything. Like,
okay.
You know, what set us apart from most other lawn care companies is we also did the chemical stuff, which takes a lot of licensing and stuff through the state. As I got more and more of those clients and building the schedule, we slowly got rid of all the rest of this other stuff. It's mowing, shrub trimming, things like that. The whole time we also did mosquito spraying. And in a way to brand the mosquito, like, because people just saw lawn, they didn't know mosquito, we created a DBA, Premier Mosquito
cool.
Services, kind of underneath the lawn services.
I see.
Created another logo and all that in a whole separate Google business listing, and it's actually helped quite a bit.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
So lawn and mosquito, what? Give us kind of the rundown. What's the typical thing that you do for folks most commonly?
Kill their weeds and fertilize their lawns.
Okay.
You know, when everybody wants that nice green lush lawn, and that's what we do. We'll come in, we'll kill the weeds, we'll feed it with some fertilizer, and if it's still thin towards the end of the season, we always recommend an aeration and an overseeding, which is basically just introducing new grass into the lawn, helping it make it thicker and fuller.
And you said, what time of year do you do that?
We start in April.
Okay.
Yeah, we start in April and we go through October.
Gotcha.
October, usually finishing up somewhere in there.
Okay. Now, when you say you get rid of the weeds, are you you like down on your hands and knees pulling them all? Or is there an efficient way to do that?
Yeah, no, we spray them. We use a granular fertilizer. It's a slow-release fertilizer. And we use liquid weed control.
That's interesting.
Best practices.
Sure.
Some companies will do all liquid, you know, as far as money, they could save money on their end, but it's not necessarily the best way to do it. We have a ride-on machine that we use. When I started with the push, you know, like a push spreader and a backpack sprayer, which we still have those, you know, needed for certain things, but we have ride-on machines now. And we'll spread out the granular fertilizer and spray where needed.
That's pretty neat.
We do about 5 services a season, come approximately every 45 days.
Okay.
And if you opt for like the grub preventative, which we highly recommend, that gets put down during our third visit, usually in beginning of July.
What does that do for you?
Prevents grubs come fall time. So
okay. The
life cycle of a grub is, you'll notice, around, I think it's around June, they usually hatch, they're out flying around, you see the Japanese beetles and stuff.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yep, and they'll decimate usually your flowers.
Those things are nasty.
Bushes and everything. And what they do is they mate. And then when they mate, they lay their larva in the ground late summer, The larva goes under the soil. It hatches, and as soon as it hatches, or the eggs hatch into larva. When as soon as the larva hatches, it eats the root system of your lawn.
Oh wow!
And within days, you could have a nice green grass, and all of a sudden, just huge brown patches. And the best way to know is if it's grub damage, it peel up just like a carpet. You just grab the brown grass, you pull back, and it just like it peels right back off the dirt.
Okay.
There's no roots left.
See, this is why we're doing this. We're learning things here. Because all the time you see, you know, there's patches here and there. And why the hell is that different than, you know, the rest of the lawn?
There's so many.
You think
things.
You're just not watering that spot right or something?
It could be fungus.
Okay.
You could have dropped gasoline.
Sure.
Anything with salt. High salt content, for example, right now, people, if you salt your driveway,
sure.
If that gets washed off into the lawn, you could have dead patches in the spring come.
Yeah, that makes
springtime
sense.
Because of over salting.
Wow.
There's so many different things.
Right. That's a lot to know, and it's interesting. So you mentioned, would you say 5 treatments a season?
Yep.
So typically folks sign up, and it's not a one-time thing, but they get arranged with you, and do they have to like schedule that, or do you get them pretty much set and take care of it?
Yeah, we just say we do 5 visits. You know, here are the time frames for each of those visits, and we'll notify you a day before we come. We always send out an email or a text message reminder. Hey, we're going to service your property tomorrow, weather depending. And people seem to like that. A lot of the reviews that we get, people like that heads up the day before for sure. Especially when you're coming and put, you know, potential chemicals on lawns and things.
Now, do you do also, I guess what you'd call sort of landscaping as well? You do cut the grass?
Okay. No, we don't. We did when we first started. We don't do any of that anymore.
Gotcha.
We usually refer that out to some others.
So it's the treatment and let somebody else trim it. You make it look good.
Yep. I'd cut my own lawn.
Yeah.
You know, I don't let anybody touch that. So I'd take care of my own lawn, but
I hear
you. We don't do that anymore.
That's great. How does somebody get into a business like this? You're just driving around and you see too many brown patches and you think I have a solution or what?
Usually it's somebody working for someone else and it's, hey, I can do this.
Okay.
You know, I want to start my own business, but that's not what happened. A side note is I also own a bread distribution business.
Okay.
So I sell Thomas's English muffins and Arnold breads to major grocery stores.
Sure.
In the area. So I was getting done with that early. And I took a passion in my own lawn. I actually hired somebody to treat my lawn and figured out what they were using, how they're using it, what they're doing. And I they were doing part of my lawn. I practiced doing the other part of my lawn.
That's pretty neat.
And so I was like, this is easy.
Testing on himself.
That's exactly. Great. So I've been testing my own lawn for years, you know. Back in 2020, I killed off areas of certain grass, tested things, replanted stuff, you know.
Sure.
Get people walking by asking questions, what's wrong with your lawn? So I was getting done early with the bread business, and I was like, I'm going to start a lawn care business. I stocked the shelves too, but I was done by 10 at the latest, and I was getting done in the rest of the day. I was like, what am I going to do? And so I thought, I'm going to do this. And I told my wife, she's like, you're nuts, but whatever floats your boat. And now it's become more of a much larger scale thing
that's awesome.
That I enjoy.
That's great. Yeah, the fact that you enjoy it is a big thing.
I found through time, I enjoy building the business.
Yeah.
Like that's what's really, you know,
right.
The fun part about it is like, this was nothing. And now it's this. And, you know, I get people ask me all the time, are you a franchise? And I was like, no. I did that. That's good. And they're like, you did good.
You know what? It seems like so many businesses sort of in your industry are all just this big name and you've got the local folks running a franchise. And I've always felt kind of weird about franchises because a lot of them, with the exception of like the biggest, most well-known brands you've ever heard, it seems like you still got to build the business. You still got to do all the work and everything. And, you know, maybe the advantage is a name somebody's heard, but I love to see people kind of do it on their own and
usually
build something.
With those, you get the name and like the systems and stuff like this. So that's tough. There's still stuff we're working on now is getting our systems in place. But I've been asked about franchising and things and like becoming someone else's franchise. Like,
yeah.
Because of the bread business, the way that's set, that is set up like a franchise. Uh-huh. I own a territory.
Gotcha.
It's similar to like FedEx. But I have a contract with them that's an inch thick. I don't have a lot of control over it.
Sure.
You know, and what I really love about the lawn business is I have 100% control over
right.
it. So I make all the decisions. I can't deviate from the contract
sure.
of the bread business.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, that's like I was saying, that's one of those things like with the franchise that it's, you know, it's your own business, but you're also very, very much kind of working for somebody else with just as many rules and restrictions, and for folks that really have that entrepreneurial itch. It's almost like, I don't know if that does it, you know, that's great. So you love building the business.
Yeah.
What's next? How are you looking to continue that?
The business wise?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the lawn care. So yeah. I plan on growing. Like I've told people.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Yeah. I do plan on growing. I need to get some staff at the moment. I've had one guy that I've had for many years. He's worked out amazing. He was the greatest employee I probably ever could have. And he moved on to other things that he wanted to pursue, which good for him. I'm trying to actually help him with that as well. So but I got to get the employees. I'm working on the systems and stuff, and currently just got off some calls with some people working on the back end stuff.
That's awesome.
To help us grow and kind of automate some things.
And you need in your business, it's not, I mean, obviously manpower is the big thing, but there's also a little bit of equipment, right? Like you talked about the ride-on equipment and stuff like that. Yeah. So is it, can you take on a considerable amount before you have to do a big investment in that stuff? Or is that something that you're going to have to add?
That's not so bad. The equipment's not going to be the biggest hurdle. It'd probably be getting people, getting the clients in the door. You know, the equipment, you know, over one of those ride-on machines, you know, high end would be about $15,000.
Okay.
And then you're going to need a truck.
Sure. You got to
maybe
move
a
it
trailer,
around.
Depending on how you're set up. We're set up with a couple different ways. I have a trailer where we could tow that has water in the back. And I also have a carrier that goes in the back of a truck that we can drive the machine right onto the carrier. And there's a water tank in the back of the pickup truck. And we can just hand load, you know, bags of fertilizer.
That's
and
pretty neat.
There's a toolbox in there with all the chemicals that we would need for the day. So that is what we used mostly last year.
Uh-huh.
My tech preferred that.
Yeah.
So whatever
this
my
time
tech,
you don't have to pull it.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Whatever my tech prefers, we're going to try to do.
Sure.
For the most part, I would down the road like to do the vans similar to some other companies.
Okay.
You can drive the machine right into the side door of the van. And then you could like pallet.
So this thing I'm envisioning kind of the size of like a big, like one of those Ferris mowers or something that's real big. Is it?
Kind of. They're narrower.
A little smaller.
Narrower.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll fit through the 36 inch gates.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's neat.
There's a couple. We just picked up, I was actually probably the first one in the Northeast.
Really?
To take delivery of a new state-of-the-art version of one that's got like a Bluetooth and you can set up a program at home on your computer. And with all the calculations and the mix rates and all this other stuff.
Oh, wow.
So you could put anyone on it and just say, so long as you can drive and make, you know, certain types of turns.
Don't hit things.
Yeah, you pretty much can handle this. You can't.
Oh, wow.
You can't over-apply. You can't under-apply the product. As you slow down, it slows down the output of the product, which most machines don't do.
Yeah.
I'm excited to use it. I picked it up at the end of the season.
That's great.
I toyed with it on my own lawn for a minute. Have had to put it away for the winter.
And that's one of those things that's like a dual benefit, I guess I'll say, to you and your clients, right? Because first and foremost, you're doing it right. You're probably not wasting product if it's slowing down. But also on the client side, you know, they're not getting, I can imagine when I think about that thing moving and going at full bore, even though you stop, now there's a puddle right there. And
it'll kill it. You got to make sure that you shut off the lever if you stop on certain machines. And then I've had clients like, oh, he's going really fast. Well, the machine is set up to put out a rate at a certain speed.
Sure.
And it's the fastest the machine goes, which isn't that fast. But to a client, when you're on their lawn, it seems that way, you know? So I've had to explain that to a couple of people as well.
I can just imagine, you know, outside the window, somebody zooming back and forth, you know, that's pretty cool.
And these machines, you know, they're 36 inches wide or less, but they'll do a swath of 10 to 12 feet.
Yeah.
You know, so when you see us only do a couple passes in your backyard, we're covering the whole thing. It may not look like it, but we are.
No, that's great. Yeah. Do you typically do like front and backyard? People want the whole thing, or people
usually
care about what you can
It's
see?
Usually that. Occasionally you get the people that are concerned about pets. But what I got to tell everybody, according to all the products that we use, once it's dry, it's safe to enter.
Yeah.
For people, pets, kids, anything. That could be anywhere from 10 minutes to an hour, depending on the weather.
Sure.
And it's only the liquid herbicides that you would need to worry about. Fertilizer, it's dry, you put it down, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And that works its way into the soil as well.
Cool. So Let's give folks just a little bit about some details. So if they are interested in this service, so first and foremost, where geographically, where do you service?
Yep. So we're Liverpool, Cicero, Parsons, Central Square, East Syracuse, DeWitt, Manlius, Fayetteville, Chittenango, all the northern, eastern suburbs of the city of Syracuse.
Okay.
For the most part. Currently, you can go to our website at premierlawnservices.com. And when you click on request an estimate, it'll ask you to put in your address.
Sure.
To see if you're in our area.
Okay.
Our service area. And we have the mosquito and we have the lawn. The mosquito, we actually do 8 applications. It's a little different.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We come around with a backpack sprayer with like a blower. It's like a leaf blower with water on the back. And
to really distribute it.
We don't spray the lawn. We spray trees, shrubs, ornamentals, wood lines, anywhere like mosquitoes and ticks may harbor, because it works for ticks as well.
Oh, that's the big one, right?
Yes, it is. And that's the issue with ticks is they overwinter. So I actually had a call the other day. It's a client, an older client. I don't think she used this last year, but she was just the year before. And my son goes to daycare with their child after school. And she's having an issue with ticks. They recently moved into a new home. And it's like wintertime.
Yeah.
And I said, well, as soon as the snow melts, I'll try to get out there and we can spray everything. But with the ticks, we'd want to focus on the lawn as well.
Right.
At least a couple times throughout the season.
Okay.
Yeah, in regular growing season. But for the most part, we do like perimeter stuff.
That's great to know. That's so incredible. I never realized that until a few years ago when we started doing that. Yeah. And the difference that you see in terms of all those things. And then we keep hearing about every, kind of scary thing that these bugs can give us and diseases and all that stuff. So
deadliest animal in the world. It's the mosquito.
That's wild.
Yep.
That's
it's killed more people in the world than anything else.
Yeah.
Mostly, third world countries, but it's true.
Cicero in particular is kind of known for being kind of a damp, extra mosquito full area,
because of
right?
The swamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Cicero swamp.
Yep. It's, I guess, a good place for you to be based. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. What do you do for fun when you're not making people's lawns greener and less buggier?
And I think about that all the time. I don't do a lot of fun things. I don't know. But I have a 5-year-old son, beautiful wife, and they're the most important thing to me. They're the reason I do what I do. And I like spending as much time with them as I can.
Say, you're probably like most of us, but that is the majority. You don't think about that as your other regular activity, but it really is.
Well, I try to do a lot of family things. I try to. We do like skiing. We do.
Oh,
we all ski now. It hasn't been a good couple winters as of now. We went all in last year, but brand new everything.
The little one skis and everything?
We got him skiing.
That's awesome.
He's 5 years old. He'll be 6 in March 1st. But last year we had him doing wonderful, like probably a little better than my wife, actually. So
I'll tell you what, I learned to ski as a teenager in Boy Scouts, and I don't know that I've skied much since then. But even then, I remember you'd be out there on the hill and struggling, trying to figure it out and all this stuff. And here comes this little kid zooming around like nothing. And I think they just, they kind of figure it out a little easier, and they're a lot more durable when they fall over, even less. Shorter distance to tumble.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. I love to hear about that. It's so cool.
Yeah. I learned in high school, ski club, I think it was. Yep. Yeah. And I caught on quick. And soon after that, I was teaching skiing, usually the little kids on the weekends and some adults during the weekdays. And then I moved on and I didn't ski for many, many years. And I could do it. It's like riding a bike. You get back on them and you're like, I got this. And so last year, actually it was 2 years ago, it was the end of the season, I'm going to teach my son how to ski, and I can't teach him. I can't teach him to do anything. I'd rather hire somebody else, especially I'm getting older too, bending over and all that stuff, but he listens better to other people.
Yeah.
It's like, here's your teacher. We're leaving.
Yeah.
And it works so
it's
much
funny
better
how that works.
Because they listen to others better than they do their own parents.
That's
for sure.
I think I probably did too, so I can't say much. But,
I've realized that works best. If he's got to learn something and there's somebody that can show him, other than me, he usually works better.
That's great.
He doesn't like listening to his parents.
But the whole other podcast, right?
Yeah.
We could use that. We should make it think about that.
We have a family lake house that we grew up our whole life. And my wife and I just took ownership of that 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
I think now. And so we have a jet ski, so we have fun out there. We go out there in the summertime.
I love that.
It's nearby on Atisco Lake. So.
Outside, enjoying nature, especially here in Central. I love hearing that. That's where it's at. I'm as nerdy as I am, you know, I'm still that old Boy Scout who loved going to camp in the Adirondacks and enjoy some time by the lakes. And that's where
and
it's
I do
at.
Get to do some hunting.
Oh, nice.
Do like hunting.
Yeah.
Those are my hobbies, I would say.
Yeah. See, the guy's like, I don't really have any hobbies. And then,
and then you start thinking about it. You're like, actually, I do have a couple.
You know, a business owner's life, so many people that we talk to, and that's it. You know, you're like, well, I do that, and then I spend time with the family, and there's not much else that you have mental capacity for, you know? But it's nice to get a break and do those different things. And and I enjoy so many of these different activities that so many other people in the community are a part of, because then I can feel like, well, I'm still making connections, and I can feel like I'm sort of productive for business, but also, you know, taking a break a little bit from it. So that's how all those things go. Jim, you gave us the website one more time before we dip out again, where folks can find you if they want their lawn done.
PremierLawnServices.com or PremierMosquitoServices.com.
Perfect.
Both websites are linked together. So if you do one, the tab is, you know, right there for the other.
Gotcha. I'm guessing maybe you're probably on Facebook and things like that as well.
Yeah, we have Facebook. Yeah, Facebook and Instagram. I don't use Instagram as much as I probably should, but we are on Facebook at Premier Lawn CNY.
That's great. Make your grass look greener, make the bugs less bitey,
for sure.
I guess.
Absolutely.
I don't know. That's a horrible
ticks.
Slogan. Don't use that. But that's awesome, Jim.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Yeah. We really enjoyed it, and we hope to have you back. Maybe as the year gets closer to your regular season, we'll go.
Absolutely.
And throw people some reminders and the latest tips. And I'm interested to hear about this equipment. See, I want to be the guy on the ride-on thing.
I'll let you take it for a spin if you want.
Sounds like fun, man. That's where it's at. You have a choice. See, that's what you got to do. You're trying to recruit. Like, listen, you get to go on a ride all day long.
Yeah.
And you sell it like a carnival, and you might maybe
you
more
see
people
some of those
up.
Companies that, you know, got to drag a hose all over the place.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, I've never done it, you know, because if I'm going to be doing the work, I'm going to make it easy.
Right.
That's how it started out, and I'm going to buy the machine to make it easy for
me.
And so that is a perk that, you know, you don't have to drag hose 100%. With us. You know, you get to ride on the machine.
Oh, yeah. It's
definitely worth it.
Great. Less work. Good guy to work for.
Yep.
Get outside, get some fresh air. Maybe I should just wrap this up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. This has been the Growth Modes Conversation Podcast. You can check out all our past and future episodes, probably the same place you found this one. So it would be cool if you did that and share the clip for all of our guests, because that's really what helps them the most, is getting their name out there and being out in the community. And that's why we do this whole thing. So I'm Matt Major, and I will see you on the next one.